Shalom, friends, those who learn Avodas Yisrael together in this virtual format. Yeshiva has officially concluded for the Zman, so we're not able to continue the regular shir at this time, as we did throughout the year, but several people reached out and wanted to continue to learn, which is a gvaldik thing, so I'm going to record a couple of pieces in Parshas Baaloscha for us to continue to study from a distance together. We'll start with the first piece, Baaloscha es Haneros. And the Kashya Tzar Magid quotes a Medrash, Zehu Sha'amar HaKasuv Ki Ata Ta'ir Neri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech is speaking, it's Tehillim Perek Yud Ches, Ki Ata Ta'ir Neri. You kindle my light. Amru Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash comments on that Pasuk, B'nai Yisrael turned to the Borei Olam, and they said, Ribono Sha'olam, Lanu Ata Omer Shina'ir Lefanecha. You expect us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to light before you. Atahu Oro Shalolam Hashem, you're the light of the whole world. Ha'ora Dara Etzelcha, light is found by you. You are the source of light. You are the one who's mashpia, the light, upon the world. As it says in Sefer Daniel, Unahora Imei Shirei, that light, Imei, with him, Shirei, Lashon of Hashras Hashchina, it dwells by you. It's found by you. Va'ata Omer El Mul Penei HaMenorah. And you, Kuchirichu, charge Klal Yisrael with lighting the menorah. Have a ki'ata ta'ir neiri. Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to Klal Yisrael, a very reasonable concern that we have. Lo sha'ani tzarech lachem. Hashem says, enachanami. You're right. It's not that I need you per se. It's not a need. Nothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a need. Elisha te'iru li kaderech she'he'arti lachem. But I would desire, I want that you should light for me just like I light for you. Lama, why is that? Because that gives you a distinct place in the world amongst the idol worshippers. Shiu'omrim, that the nations of the world will say about you, Klal Yisrael, my beloved Klal Yisrael, Re'u heich Yisrael mi'irin lemi shehu meir lekol. Look how the Jews provide illumination for the one, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who provides illumination for all. What is the, it's a beautiful medrash, but what is the conversation that's taking place between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael in this Medrash? Again, we understand the concerns that Klal Yisrael had. Be'er inyin al pi ha'kadama sha'amarnu kvar v'kasavnu b'zeh ba'orech v'hagos l'sefer tikkuni zohar kadosh. So he says, let me elaborate on something that I wrote about in my comments on the tikkuni zohar. We know that our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, was a prolific author. He wrote extensively on the Maharal, he wrote extensively on tikkuni zohar in a sefer called Or Yisrael. Many, many svarim written by the Halakha Kashya Tzar Magid. So he says, I have a yesod that I developed ba'arichas over there, but just to give us a taste of it here. Ki abore baruch hu, hu meir b'chasto ha'gadol l'chol b'yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wondrous kindness, is able to, and chooses to, illuminate, to provide illumination, to provide really shefa, for all of his creations. Hu mashpia shefa kol hitzdarchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down to this world a shefa, a blessing, of all that is necessary for all those who are on the receiving end, all of Hashem's creations. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a unique connection to Klal Yisrael, and primarily HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send his bracha, his goodness, his shefa, to the Jewish people. And he doesn't want it to be taken, certainly not by Rishon, and certainly not by negative kochos. Amnam kidei shelo yis'achzu hachitzonim la'asho ka'ashba ho'leches l'bnei Yisrael, but to prevent the chitzonim from stealing away that shefa that is intended for the Jewish people, ki ha'ikar nivra ha'olam avur b'nei Yisrael, because as we all know, bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Klal Yisrael, and therefore Hashem's desire is to be able, of course Hashem provides for all, but Hashem in a unique way wants to be mashpia his bracha upon Klal Yisrael, k'mosha amru b'medrash, right, as we know from the medrash, again on bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis, and many other sources as well, Lachain tsarech lios gavul vitsimtsum lios han haga mida mida lishalim sachar laose retzono ulahanish laove retzono. It sounds to me like the Kashya Tzar Magid is saying the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech ohev tzedaka umishpat. Hashem is a fair judge. So Hashem has to create a system by which the Jewish people who he wants to have the greatest reward and the greatest bracha are able in turn to receive that reward, that we become the most worthy of that. That's the midah b'midah that he's describing here. To be able to reward those who do Hashem's will and to punish those who don't do Hashem's will. So how did Hashem create such a system by which he can so to speak, channel his bracha towards us. Measure is beyond any limitations. Hashem created a game, and again, I don't use that word in a derogatory way, but Hashem created a system and a game by which we're able to play along, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, was able to be mitzamtzem himself in such a way that there's schar and there's onesh and there's things that we do for him, kiviyachol. Uva uvda talya milsa, and the whole thing depends upon one's service, depends upon one's behavior. And then the Kashrus Maggid has an amazing line. He says, v'zehu sod kol ha-mitzvos. This, in many ways, is the secret of all mitzvos. The word mitzvah in Aramaic, tzavtza, means connection, a lashon of companionship or connection. And therefore, mitzvahs serve as those pipelines, those channels by which we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive that bracha. It's not that Hashem really needs the mitzvahs. Hashem gave us the mitzvahs as different points of connection to be able to receive that bracha in a way that is guarded and shielded from the chitzonim. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitzrach libriyosa b'shominyan. He says it explicitly. Hashem doesn't need anything. Rak gezeiros ha-melech heim ha-mitzvos. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed the mitzvos for a singular purpose, and that is, u'kishayasu ritzono oz yashpi alehem levadam kol tuv. By doing His will, we're able to receive the goodness that Hashem wants to bestow upon us. Ve'ein la'achar imam, and no one else can get in the way. Va'ata im b'nei Yisrael osim ha-mitzvos, heim osim ha-shevil, v'hatzinor la'ashpas, ha-borei Baruch Hu, u'mida v'tzimtzum. And therefore, when we do the Ratzon HaBorei, through the performance of mitzvos, we create those pathways. A shvil is a path. A tzinor is a pipe. Right? There's an insight that Rav Shlomo Freifeld used to say. Freifeld Zatzal from Shar Yashiv used to say. Rav Freifeld said that the word tzinor is the same letters as the word Ratzon. And Rav Freifeld used to use it from the bottom up. That when a person has a strong ratzon, so he's able to use that to create a tzinor, a channel, a pipeline, by which he connects himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I think I have a better understanding of what Rav Freifeld is saying based on what our Rebbe the Kashrus Maggid is telling us here. That Hashem has a ratzon to be mashpia shefa tov to Klal Yisrael. We need to somehow become the worthy recipients of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvos as an expression of His ratzon, to create a tzinor, the same letters as ratzon, to be able to receive that shefa without it being stolen away. And that's really the inner intention of this conversation that's taking place in the Medrash. V'zeh perish ha-medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo sha'ani tzarech lachem. Hashem says it explicitly. I don't need your light. What are lights? Think about it for a second. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Right? Our mitzvos are lights. Our Torah is lights. Hashem says, I don't really need your illumination. After all, I'm the source of all or. I'm the or ein sof, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu is referred to in the Svar Makadoshim. Ki ani meir b'chasti hagadol l'mashpi alechem kol tov. I am the source of all light, and I provide light for all of you. So what is the role of us? What are we trying to do in meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and becoming the clay kibul to receive that shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elesha te'iru li. Hashem says, but I need you to what? To shine in my direction, that is to say, the hainu, lahagbil hashba, in order to what? To direct that hashba, kedei shelo yisachzu hachitzonim, v'hayu lahaloischem b'fnei kol ha'uvdei kochav mazalos. I don't want it to be taken away by the sitra achra. I don't want it to be redirected to unholy sources. I want it to go straight to you, and I want you to be placed on a pedestal before the nations of the world. Sheyomru ba'atzvam, that they should come to recognize on their own. Ru'u heich Yisrael me'irim l'misha me'ir lakol. Look how the Jews meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have this direct connection. Hashem is the source of light, but B'nai Yisrael are making themselves into receptacles of light. V'heim osim b'zeh gvul v'shefa la'oro. And in that way, we're able again to direct HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light in our direction. Let's learn one other piece, and that is the second to last piece in Parshas Ba'aloscha on the words Vayihi minsoa ha'aron v'yomer Moshe kuma Hashem. Of course, we know that these psukim are bracketed by the nunim hafuchim, which is also a very deep secret of the Torah. But let's see what our Rebbe has to say in the second to last piece. Ramaz ha'aron letamid chacham. Vayihi b'nso ha'aron, when the aron would travel, we know that the aron is meramez to a tamid chacham. Shenikra aron. Tamid chacham is called an aron. Talmid Chacham is the one who's the receptacle of Torah. Kamosha Amru al Maimer Chazal, like the Gemara discusses in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis, Shekorin La Aron Arana, Ki Talmid Chacham Nikra Aron Al Shem Haluchos Va Torah Shenitnu Bo, Vuhu Mevuzel Beinei Hamon Vekorin Lahem Arana Belashon Bizayon. The truth is, the Talmid Chacham carries within him so much wisdom, but unfortunately, those who are Mezalzel and Talmidei Chachamim say, you're just like, you're a bookshelf, you know, you're just like, I can go on Wikipedia, I can Google any of the information that you have. So what good are you for the world? But of course, we understand that the Talmid Chacham is filled with Torah, and that is certainly his honor and his strength. So now let's understand, when a tzaddik, when a Talmid Chacham is growing, he's traveling, he's going through life, the tzaddik is trying to get closer to Hashem each and every day, Dvar Yom Biyomo, Achein L'misha HaBorei Baruch Hu Rotzebo, Menaseyu. We know from David HaMelech, very clearly, and many other psukim in Tanakh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the ones that he loves, Avram Avinu, Kim Nisos Avram, the same Avram who's described by the Pasuk as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved one. Hashem loves Avram Avinu. And yet it's the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test people, to test tzaddikim in particular. And when one passes the test, one is able to ascend to awesome levels, to very great levels that maybe were unimaginable before one endured that challenge. Those are the words of David I was referencing a moment ago. Tilim Yud Aleph. Hashem tests the righteous. That's the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to break a person, but to help one to grow. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu male es ha'odom l'srara ad shebochein uvodek oso. The Medrash tells us that Hashem does not appoint a person to a position of authority or honor until Hashem first tests them. And that's why the Medrash describes in many places how all of our greats were tested. Some of them were tested, as we find in some of the Midrashim, they were tested as shepherds to see would they have compassion on animals, and then to see if that would, of course, carry over to tending Hashem's flock, which is the Jewish people. Okay, so the nature of tzaddikim is to grow through nisyonos, gavaldik. V'hinei b'shas ha-nisayon, shu yirida l'tzarech aliyah. But what happens in the moment of nisayon? So for a moment, a nisayon is very uncomfortable. It causes one to lose their stability. Meaning a person is going on a particular path, and everything seems to be going okay, and then all of a sudden there's a curveball. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes a person to lose his balance in a sense. And I keep using that mashal because that's exactly what he describes here. Ha'inyin hu kamoha ole b'malos hasulim. It's like a person ascending a ladder. Asher midei tzarech la'los al hashlav ha'gavoha. In order to ascend to a higher rung, okir regal echad, Mishalav shetachtav, he lifts up one foot, he lifts up one leg, he loses his stability in order to be able to climb, to ascend to the higher rung. But for a moment, he's standing on the ladder with just one foot, which is dangerous. V'nishar omeid kerega b'raglo achas ala sulam v'raglo achas ba'avir. Maybe this is in some way connected to the Gemara of the Ger who came to Hillel and to Shammai and said, teach me kol ha-Torah kula while standing on one foot. I would imagine we could expound upon that. So anyways, this individual, he's being tested. He has one foot in the air, one foot on the ladder. And it takes tremendous mindfulness and concentration and care to make sure that he doesn't fall at that moment of a lack of stability. That's exactly what a Talmid Chacham, what a tzaddik, what a Jew goes through when we face a nisayon. It's true, Amir Tzashem, as this individual is climbing the ladder, will in a few moments from now put his foot down on a higher rung and then lift up his other foot and join it on the higher rung. So he's going to end up in a loftier place. But for a moment, he feels like he's going to fall over. And at that moment, he needs to understand, this is a moment of nisayon. I need to guard myself. I need to be strong and courageous. Hashem yishmur la'netzach chol achosem bo. And we ask, of course, in those moments, the same Hashem who's testing us should be there to assist us to be successful in overcoming that nisayon. V'zeh sha'amer akasav, and that's what perhaps our psukim are alluding to. the famous bracketed Nunim Hafuchim of Ayhi Ben Soa Aron, is really a message for all of life. It's the Nisyonos of all of life. Ayhi Ben Soa Aron Klomar Kesha Tamil Chachim Noseya Me'inin La'inin Umadrega La'madrega. As a Tamil Chacham ascends from one rung of the ladder to another rung, and he's growing from one spiritual level to a higher level. Vayomer Moshe, Klomar, Sheispalel ala tzadikim, Kuma Hashem, Veheye ve'ezrasam shelo yiplu chas v'shalom. We have to daven at that moment that the tzaddik shouldn't lose his balance, that we should be able to overcome that nisayon, that Hashem should help us. Kuma Hashem, Hashem, help us to stand. And help me to strengthen and solidify myself so that I can actually ascend to a higher rung of the ladder. And Hashem, please scatter those enemies who are trying to pull me down, cause me to stumble, to fall off the ladder. I know that's not your intention, Hashem. You want me to be able to grow, and I have to make myself sometimes uncomfortable in order to grow, to go a little bit beyond comfort zone. As someone said to me recently, when a person strives to live a little bit beyond their comfort zone, that's where living really begins. Klomar shelo ye'oz achiza l'chitzonim, that I shouldn't be grasped, again, by any type of negative kochos to drag me down. Ad yavur amcha Hashem amen, until I'm able to make it with safe passage to the higher rung of the ladder. So what an amazing lesson for all of us at every stage of life, when we feel that life has lost its stability, see it as a moment to climb to a higher rung in Avodas Hashem. Okay, I'm Yirtzeh Hashem. We'll continue next week with Parsha Shlach.